在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The Greenpeace ship Esperanza found 6 Japanese whaling vessels over the weekend after 10 days of scouring the icy waters of the Southern Ocean. The Global Environmental Group has promised to use non-violent action to stop the ships from killing whales. The Greenpeace spokeswoman Sarah Holden says the Japanese vessels scattered and ran when they realized the Esperanza was heading toward them.
They sent one of the hunter vessels to check us out, and the rest of them just ran right in front of us. And we are going further and further north. We've chased them out of the whaling grounds. We're very happy about that.
Greenpeace's success could, however, be short-lived. The Japanese fleet is expected to refuel from a tanker in the area before returning to the hunting grounds. Japan plans to catch 935 minke and 50 fin whales over the Antarctic summer,for what Tokyo has said are research purposes. Under worldwide pressure, Japan has given up plans to include 50 humpback whales in this season's hunt. The Australian government also has a ship shadowing Japan's whaling fleet, and air patrols are watching the hunt. If they find evidence that Japan is violating international rules on whaling, the Australian government could mount an international court challenge against the whalers.Japan argues that years of a global hunting ban have allowed whale populations to grow enough to allow hunting. Many Japanese say that hunting and eating whales are part of their traditions and should be allowed. Other governments and many environmental groups say, however, that whale populations are too fragile to tolerate hunting. They also complain because Japan sells the meat of whales it harvests for research. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.